envy.
Have any of you ever been victimized by envy? What is the root cause of that envy? It's the false ego. We envy someone who we feel has more than us. It may be more wealth, it may be more knowledge, it may be more ability, it may be more prestige, it may be a higher position. Envy is such a deep-seated disease. But envy cannot exist where there's even a trace of real love. Where there is love of God, we see every living being as part and parcel of God. Therefore, we are happy at another person's success. And we feel sad to see another person suffer. To tolerate envy is very, very difficult. But through purification of the heart, it becomes natural. There is the provocation of envy on a collective basis in the form of bigotry, sectarianism, fanaticism. Because envy and pride are very much inseparable. We're thinking, I am a Hindu, or I am a Muslim, or I am a Christian, or I am a Jew, or I am a Zoroastrian, or I am a Jain. And because I am that, that means that is the greatest. Because if that is the greatest, that makes me the greatest. That's what it's all about. Everyone has their scriptural quotes to show that we are the way, the truth, and the light, and there's no other way except through me. Everyone has their quotes. Everyone has their traditions. Everyone has their logic. Even in the circles of religion. That I am the greatest. My religion is the greatest, and everyone else is subordinate or even evil. Yes? And look what it has done to the world. Religion is supposed to create a sense of seeing every living being with equal vision. Religion is supposed to bring about a spirit of compassion and love for everyone. If you don't love everyone, you cannot love God. But when religion has the very opposite effect of its purpose, it creates sectarianism, bigotry, and hatred toward others. What does that mean? Inability to tolerate the envy of our heart. In the name of God,